Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. The Synod of Bishops for Africa, which focused on reconciliation, justice and peace, took place in October last year and had a recording secretary. He's Cardinal Peter Turkson of Ghana, soon after appointed as president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. A cardinal to travel to Africa to attend a May the 23rd to the 26th workshop in Mozambique for representatives of National Justice and Peace Commissions in Africa to discuss the results of last October's synod. He celebrated Mass in this African nation's capital, Maputo, to open the three-day meeting, organised by the Symposium of Episcopal Conferences of Africa and Madagascar, known as SECAM, as well as by Caritas Africa, thereby addressing some of the challenges identified by the Synod Fathers back in October. Reporting from there was my Portuguese colleague, Maria Dulce Araujo, who sent us this exclusive interview with Cardinal Turkson. She began by asking him how important he felt this meeting might be.
This can be very important, and I say can be very important because, as you know, the Pope himself has to come out with his post-synodal exhortation. And can be very important simply means that if the focus of the two initiatives meet, then it's going to be very good. I don't know whether this meeting would finish with some plans or strategies or steps to take, but the Pope's post-synodal exhortation is in preparation. I think the draft is even, kind of ready. And so that's what it is. My only prayer is that the two initiatives, so this initiative and the post-synodal exhortation, would at least, meet or come together at a certain point so that they enforce one another and they strengthen one another. That'd be my thing. But the opportunity of participants of this group, Caritas, CRS, Miserio, and SECAM, and agencies like that, to come together and look even back at the synod, is a very useful exercise. I think it's an opportunity to check whether, let's say here in Africa, whether any of the episcopal conferences have or even started to think about the possibility of doing something with this new synod, or everybody is waiting for the exhortation to come out first before they do something. But as we heard from the floor, from the little that I heard the other day, some dioceses have already begun to see how they can implement even some of the propositions, particularly those about women and children, security, and those about migrants and things like that. Some have even begun. It's a very positive experience.
Focusing on the Cardinal's keynote address at this meeting, Maria Dulce pinpointed a specific area of interest, that of the application of theological theory to social pastoral work, an effort to make a difference to the everyday life of the African people. Asking him if, in his capacity as president of the Vatican's office that deals with justice and peace issues, he had any projects to concretely implement this.
As you know, our dicastery office there is in Rome, and as such, we're not in direct contact with the people. It is the local episcopal commissions of justice and peace which are in direct contact with the people. So we can basically engage in studies, do research, make proposals, and then advise the local commissions of bishops' conferences to apply that thing. So the question about, yes, theology must become practical, must inspire and pass into pastoral activity, otherwise it's no use. Okay, this is the point of the sermon, this is the point that I made. That is the case. That is the case because both of us, the state and the church or the pastors, we all dealing with the same subject or the same object, human beings in society. We claim we're interested in how they live and how, their lives in society is and all of that. And we want to point all of that in faith towards God in everything that they do. the other stakeholders in society are dealing with the same elements and also seeking to point them in some other direction. So ours can simply not be talking about principles without indicating how those can be practical. Therefore, making theology practical or making theology become pastoral plan and activities involves one, inspiring human activity or pastoral programs with a sense of faith based on evangelization, based on conversion, true conversion of heart, and producing, making the subjects themselves Christians enough to be able to do everything that they do in a Christian way. Our method is not supposed to be or cannot be like people doing things the way they want to do it, and then we put a veneer, a thin layer of Christianity on top. That doesn't work. That has been the tendency of a whole lot of people treating church and social issues. They do everything like businessmen, they do everything politicians, they do everything like they want to do it and then try to put a layer. It doesn't work. The thing has to be Christians doing politics, Christians doing business, Christians doing whatever they do. And when that is the case, our biggest thing is to intervene in the lives of these people to even make them Christians. That's why I talk about evangelization and conversion. And when that is taking place, it's very easy then for us to put and propose or put in front of them what the exigencies of the Gospels are, what the need of living according to the Gospel faith is, and it becomes a little bit easier to do this.
Finally, my colleague asked the Cardinal if there were any other challenging issues he had particularly at heart.
The preoccupation is not even simply to be, you know, even the church, whatever. Like, being here in Mozambique, I've not walked around much, but you see a lot of poverty around. It's possible that because this country just coming out of war, that's why a lot of things are like that. But you also see a lot of people without vision, a lot of people who do not have much expectations, a lot of people who do not have, you know, and nothing, you know, for people to move on in life, they need to be driven, okay? They need to be driven by a vision, by a sense of initiative or whatever. That is also something that probably we as a church need to begin looking at. That probably we need to help, beside preaching the gospel and all of that, to inspire people with a vision to want to live and be creative and take initiatives in life. Otherwise, very little happens. And when very little happens, there's no development. When there's no development, then poverty is always on top. And we need to try to break this poverty cycle at a certain point. And that's what, you know, the latest encyclical of the Pope has been talking about this. Development is the vocation of the human person. Creating the image and likeness of God, we have the vocation to develop, to become something more, to become more. And therefore, the response to the need to develop is something that must also become part of the Christian gospel. And we facilitate that education. We've always been doing that. But probably not simply to educate now, but also instill within people some entrepreneurial sense of initiative and skills to enable them to go on with their lives.
You were listening there to the President of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, Cardinal Peter Turkson. Our thanks go to him for sharing with us this information. And thanks also to Maria Dulce Araujo. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.